While most Australians were asleep last night, a Japanese spacecraft was making scientific history in the outback. The Hayabusa asteroid probe made its way through the Earth's atmosphere and lit up the sky over South Australia. And Jason Om reports that a retrieval team is about to scour the desert near Woomera to see if the probe capsule survived the landing.
At the control centre in South Australia's far north, nerves were running high. But when the moment came, there was jubilation. It's been 7 years since the Japanese space agency JAXA launched the Hayabusa spacecraft to collect samples from a near-Earth asteroid called Itokawa. Technical problems and delays have plagued the mission, and scientists are marvelling at the battered spacecraft's feat.
An important point is the capsule soft landed, and we've already identified the location.
Yoshiyuki Hasegawa from JAXA has expressed his relief to reporters at Glendambo near the Woomera test range.
That is very nice. So very successful, more than we expected. And also, God save us, weather is very fine, no cloud and almost no wind. So everybody took a picture, it's beautiful. But anyway, God save us and you save us.
The Hayabusa was travelling at 12 kilometres per second when it hit the Earth's atmosphere, burning up on re-entry at about 11:30 local time. The small capsule carrying the asteroid samples was then gently brought down by parachute. For tens of seconds, the Hayabusa appeared like a slow burning comet.
Well, it was a spectacular show. So, first of all, there's a certain sense of awe to watch this thing come back after making this enormous trip and doing all these amazing things.
Dr. Scott Sanford is among the scientists from the US space agency NASA who are helping the Japanese. He was further north at Kuba Pedi watching the light show unfold.
The spacecraft, which was never designed to enter the atmosphere, starts to break up, and as a result, that broke into many, many pieces, which got very bright, much brighter than the return capsule. And so you'd see puffs and explosions as various pieces came off, and then it basically broke out into a large cloud of sort of shooting stars that burned up in the upper atmosphere and disappeared. It was bright enough during some of the infall to cast faint shadows on the ground.
Once the capsule landed, it began sending out a signal to be retrieved. Hajime Yano from JAXA says the capsule looks like a shiny wok and appears to be in one piece.
It looked as if it were completely new, brand new piece of equipment. It was shiny.
The systems all seemed to work great and the parachute came out. The likelihood of it being broken open is very, very small. It's probably in good shape. It would have come down at about the same speed as a parachutist, you know, who comes down after jumping out of an airplane.
Dr. Doug Gerry is the director of the Woomera Test Range and has seen many Japanese-led projects there over the years. But he says nothing compares to this one.
This particular story was spectacular before it went wrong. And then the technical problems that JAXA had and the amazing work that they did to overcome them and get this spacecraft back through the exact window in the atmosphere that they needed to get it through. It's a story of scientific persistence beyond belief. Yeah, a further strengthening of an already excellent relationship.
Scientists won't know whether there's anything inside the capsule until they lift the lid in Japan. While the Hayabusa's scooping mechanism may have failed, scientists are confident they'll find at least traces of asteroid dust. And they say it takes only a speck to open up a whole new world.
Jason Om with that report.